Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
You're listening to All Things Considered on 88.5 KNKX. We're bringing you the local portions of All Things Considered today from Olympia. We're in the Chief Justice's reception room at the Temple of Justice. And just across the plaza, Washington lawmakers convened their 2020 legislative session. One of the first orders of business was electing a new speaker.
By your vote, you have elected Representative Lori Jenkins, Speaker of the House of Representatives.
And she is with us now, the first woman to hold the job in our state. And we have called you Speaker-designate Jenkins for the last few months, so I will now say Speaker Jenkins. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ed.
I want to start, believe it or not, with your socks.
Yeah.
Little-known fact, you wear clever socks. And what do you have on today?
So today is my tip of the hat to bipartisanship. So I have one sock that has donkeys on it and one sock that has elephants on it.
So. Okay. All right. So, as good a place as any to begin this conversation, because you and House Republican Leader J.T. Wilcox entered the legislature at the same time, the other Washington looms so large, and it is so fractured. In this Washington, what is the relationship between the Democrats and the Republicans when it comes to getting the laws made in the building across the street?
Well, you know, most people don't realize this, but probably somewhere close to 95% of the bills that we pass off the floor of the House are either unanimous or widely bipartisan. There are certainly partisan differences on things, but that's most of what people hear about in the media. They don't hear about kind of the good little bills that are fixing problems, you know, little problems all over the state that we just move through in a very bipartisan fashion. So we do a lot of great bipartisan work, actually.
I want to throw some issues at you
sure.
That are going to be on the table in the next few weeks. There are a variety of bills dealing with gun issues. Mm-hmm. What's on the table, and do they have a chance at passage?
Yeah, I mean, well, it depends on the bill, but I think that we here in Washington, really led by the voters, have made a very steady series of steps toward ending gun violence, curbing gun violence. And I think we will do that again this year. One of the most important things we can do is really figure out our background check system. And so you'll see a bill from Representative Drew Hansen that's actually a bipartisan bill to fix our background check system and make sure it's really working. But I also think we'll see some of the more, you know, what people might think more controversial bills will at least be heard, the assault weapons ban. I do have hopes that the high-capacity magazine bill will be something that we can move on, but that's something I'll have to talk to my caucus about for sure.
I want to ask you, too, about homelessness. The governor proposed $300 million from the Rainy Day Fund, and that sort of received a cool reception from lawmakers at a preview last week. Where are House Democrats on this?
Yeah, well, I think, one, in order to access the Rainy Day Fund, Republicans have to vote for that, too. So that's a little bit of why you get a cool reception, because I think that's maybe unlikely to happen. I think where we're at is in a place of needing very comprehensive investments, right? We need people to who are unhoused to get into shelters. But then once you get into a shelter, you need transitional housing, or many people need permanent supportive housing or low-income housing. And we have shortages there. We have shortages on affordable housing and housing for middle-income and working families. So what's important is that we have a really strategic, comprehensive approach, because if you just invest in one area, you blow the problem into those other areas in the spectrum. So I believe in a really comprehensive approach. I'm a public health person. That's how we think.
Elsewhere in the program, we asked Representative Wilcox about this. I want to ask you, too, about Representative Matt Shea. An investigation accuses him of participating in acts of domestic terrorism and lays out detailed communications he's had as evidence of that. He says the report is a sham. You said he should be expelled, but that would be difficult to do and require a process by which he can be heard. What's the likeliest course of events here?
I don't know, but I'll just tell you, Ed, today is a day that we've made history in Washington State. Mm-hmm. I'm just a representation of that. I'm spending this day talking about great things that we've done and that we can do and the history that we've made, not about bad things.
What was it like today to take the oath and stand in front of your colleagues?
It's, I think, good that I was a little bit tired because it was fairly emotionally fraught. But the thing about having this job as the first woman and as the first lesbian having this job, the number of LGBTQ people and women and people of color who have come to me and said, I can see myself in this place now, is amazing. And there's part of me that feels like if I never do anything else, I will have done enough. And I'm not saying we won't do other things, but but that's just a really big deal for people to see themselves in this place, to see themselves as being the speaker or being a member. And I think that's transformational.
Representative speaker now, Lori Jenkins. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Ed.
Lori Jenkins is a Democrat from Tacoma. She is the Speaker of the House officially as of a few hours ago. Congratulations on your new role.
Thank you.